So our next speaker is Kenton Bryce. Kenton's going to be speaking to us about practical uses of AI and M&A, large language models to create new realities. Kenton is the director of the Law Library at the University of Oklahoma College of Law. He began his academic career in 2015 as the Law Library's first digital resources librarian before transitioning to become the college's first director of technology innovation. He created the OU Law Center for Technology and Innovation in Practice, establishing OU Law as a leader in innovation and legal education. Thanks to its efforts, the college was the first law school in the world to receive the Apple Distinguished School Award and has been listed as a top 20 most innovative law school multiple times. So welcome, Kenton.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. All right. I'm assuming all of you can hear me. So I don't have slides, so there's no slides for you. This is going to be a pretty quick presentation. Usually I get about an hour. They give me 30 minutes. I'm going to try to squeeze it into 20, 25 minutes to have time for questions. I am here to talk to you about artificial intelligence. Is anybody scared of artificial intelligence? Okay, I got a few. Anybody seen Terminator, The Matrix, Ex Machina? Okay, Space Odyssey, okay. All right, so obviously I brought my computer with me because I could not help say just thank you so much, University of Texas, for inviting a guy that went to school at the University of Oklahoma, and it currently works at the University of Oklahoma to come talk to you about artificial intelligence and mergers and acquisitions. I am a former practicing lawyer. I am a Texas lawyer. I'm not an Oklahoma lawyer. I am originally from Texas. But alas, my entire family went to Texas A&M. So, sorry. So let's talk about artificial intelligence. First, I'm going to talk about what it is and where we currently are in the space of AI and how that's affecting legal practice. I will show some real tools, and I apologize for this thing keep coming up. Let me just swipe that out because I want you to make sure you can see Barry Switzer in all his glory in the 80s. So AI, artificial intelligence, it's a discipline that's been around in computer science since about the 1940s. And so it's nothing really new, but it's gained a lot of traction and attention since November 30th, 2022. Does anybody know what happened on that day? This is going to have to be, okay, so real quick. I teach law students, so I'm used to it. It's fine. I will start cold calling on people. I'm just kidding. All right, so November 30th, 2022, ChatGPT gets released on the open web, and then everybody started using it. And so it became front and center in everybody's imagination and attention that artificial intelligence is a real thing. So, excuse me, I have some allergies I'm still trying to deal with because it's October. So ChatGPT has actually been around for a while. It's not that new. It's been around for more than a year because it's based on a technology called GPT 3.5. GPT 3 came out in 2020. The type of technology that GPT 3 is built on is called a large language model, leveraging a transformer architecture, and that was developed in 2017. So what you're seeing today is actually 6 years in the making. So it wasn't an overnight success. It didn't come out of anywhere. People like me who are lawyers, but also technology and innovative people, we've been thinking about this for a while, how AI is going to work. It's just now, it's out there and it's everywhere. And it's really increased the pace of innovation in all things, not just legal. And so I want to talk about how the technology works first, because that's really important for understanding how to apply the technology in whatever work you might do. So an LLM is a large language model. A large language model is a sophisticated deep neural network architecture that is built to learn how to do language. And I say do language, not speak language, but actually translate language, do a lot of different things with language. And so to get an LLM to actually work, you have to train it. And there's three things you need to train these types of computer systems. Oh, by the way, they are computers. This is not a weird amorphous being in the cloud, right? And so you need that cloud technology to actually leverage the processing power to do this. So just FYI, these are all just computers working. When you're interfacing with ChatGPT, you're talking to a computer, not a human. So just FYI, a lot of people get confused with that now.